Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad you're with us today. If you have a Bible question or some troublesome life issue you'd like to discuss, we'd love to hear about it right now and take you into the Word of God for the answer and the solution in the person of Jesus Christ and walking in His life every day. The lines are open for you right now at 844-322-2742, and that, of course, good in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Call now because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thank you, and so glad to be with you today on this edition of Basic Gospel. This is the program where your life intersects with the good news of Jesus Christ, where we help you understand the relevancy and the power of the gospel for your everyday living. So if you have a question, we would love to hear from you. 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. My name is Bob Christopher, and again, so glad to be with you today. I wanted to read out of the book of Romans, Romans chapter 1, and we'll read several verses here. And these are powerful. These are life-changing verses. And this is the therefore of the first seven chapters of the book of Romans. And it's a powerful therefore, a conclusion. And it's a conclusion that God wants us to draw in our own lives, in our own experience. Because when we do, it sets us on a new path of life altogether. So here's what Paul had to say in Romans chapter 8. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So in the first seven chapters of the book of Romans, Paul spends a lot of time addressing our location before we knew Christ, and then what happened through faith in Christ, and our new location in Christ. So when we were lost, when we were dead in trespasses and sins, we were in Adam. We were in the flesh. That was our location. That was our realm of existence. But by grace, through faith, God moved us. He lifted us out of Adam, out of the realm of flesh, out of darkness, and He placed us into Jesus Christ. That's what baptism is all about. That is what the word means. God has placed us, immersed us into Jesus Christ. And that is such a beautiful picture because it is a picture of us becoming one with Him, being united with Him. So back in the day, they would take a white piece of cloth and they would want to dye it a certain color, maybe let's say red, and so they would put a vat of dye and they would immerse the white cloth into that vat of dye, and then after a period of time they would lift it out and that white dye or that red dye and that white cloth had become united and all you see is a red cloth. So that's what happens to us at the moment of salvation. We are immersed, placed into Christ. We are united with Him. We are one in spirit with the Lord. That is good news. So we are in Christ. And because we are in Christ, there is now no condemnation for us. It's the picture that the Passover, that final judgment, was showing us way back in the Old Testament. So the Israelites, they were told by God to put the blood on the doorpost and the lintel of the frame, and when the death angel came by, it would pass over. Why? Because they were under the blood. They were in the sacrificial blood of Jesus. They had been placed into that. And so they were saved from the wrath that was about to come on the people, the Egyptians, who were still outside of the realm of the blood. So we are in the blood of Christ. We have been placed into His death. We have been raised to walk in the newness of life. And because we are in Christ, there is no condemnation. This is life-changing, folks. This isn't just a nice verse to memorize and to maybe put on an embroidered frame and hang it on a wall. Man, this is life. This is what our reality is. There's now no condemnation for those of us who are in Christ. And he gives us a reason for the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. So you were bound to the law of sin and death. You have been set free, liberated from that law of sin and death by the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. So because that has happened, because that has occurred, there is no condemnation for you. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. And for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So we once walked according to the flesh. That was our realm of existence. Like I said, God lifted us out of that realm, and he placed us in Jesus. So now we are in the Spirit. So what does that mean? The righteous requirements of the law have been fulfilled in us. We have been set free from the law of sin and death by the law of the Spirit of life. Therefore, there is no condemnation for you because you are in Christ. That is just fantastic news, life-changing news. Why is it so important for you to understand that? Understand this and to know this experientially, because you're going to have an accuser that follows you all throughout your life, and you're constantly going to hear the accusations of the enemy. And if you entertain those accusations, then you will push yourself down a path of experiencing fear and guilt and shame and those sort of things. But if you recognize what Christ has done by his Spirit, setting you free from the law of sin and death, that the righteous requirements of the law have been fully met in you, and that there is no condemnation, that will keep those accusations from ever taking root in your mind. You can just fend those off as if they had never showed up. So, folks, look at this passage. Take a deep dive into this passage and come away drawing the conclusion about you that you are in Christ, and because you are in Christ, there is no condemnation for you. Well, this is Basic Gospel. I'm Bob Christopher. So glad you were here with us. We would love to hear from you on today's edition of Basic Gospel. The number, 844-322-2742. It is available for you right now. Pick up that phone. Give us a call. Let's chat. Let's talk about a Bible passage that you may be confused over or want clarification. Maybe it's a problem situation. Maybe it's some of the things going on in the world and how the Bible and how the gospel message can speak into those issues and those situations. We would love to talk about it. Let's make it a conversation. 844-322-2742. Just want you to know about an exciting opportunity for you to double the impact of your contribution to Basic Gospel between now and the end of the year. We have been given a $90,000 matching grant, and that means that every dollar that you give between now and the end of this year will be doubled up to $90,000. So this is a fantastic opportunity for us to really set the stage for seeing this good news of Jesus Christ go out like never before. As we've talked about for the last several months, on January 1, the merger between Basic Gospel and the Grace Message will come to fruition. Andrew Farley will be leading the ministry forward, being the voice speaking into your life, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with you. And there's already exciting opportunities just on the horizon, just around the corner, to see this ministry spread, to see this ministry grow, to see this ministry reach more and more people and connect them to the love of Jesus Christ. We just don't want numbers as far as an audience is concerned. We do want an audience, but we want to connect individuals within that audience to the love of Jesus Christ so that they could know that love, experience that love in a way that passes knowledge. So let's do all that we can here as we approach the end of this year, and let's meet this $90,000 matching grant. You can make a contribution today by going online at basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Click the donate button, follow all the instructions, and be sure to let us know this is to be a part of the matching grant challenge. Let's get this word out like never before. Well, again, my name is Bob Christopher. Glad you are here. 844-322-2742 is the number to call. We would love to hear from you on today's edition of Basic Gospel. Wanted to share this kind testimony and word of thanks from Darlene, who listens to us online in Waterford, Ontario. So, Darlene, thank you so much for sending this encouraging message, and here's what she had to say. Hi there, just wanted to say goodbye and thank you for so many years of great teaching. You have helped me so many times with your ministry. I wish you all the very best as you travel in new directions, as the Lord is leading you. Then she says, Andrew will have my full support as he moves in the new direction the Lord is leading him in. We'll miss you very much. God bless each one of you. And she signs it in Christ's love, Darlene. And that was really a touching email to me. Thank you so much, Darlene. And it's just been a real pleasure, a real joy to be able to speak into your life and to share the good news with you, and to share it in such a way that you've received help, that you've benefited, that you've been encouraged, that you've grown in the grace of God and in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we're in existence as a ministry. That's why we are merging with the Grace Message, so that we can get this word into your life and you can experience Jesus's life to the full. So, Darlene, thank you so much for that. I will certainly miss being on air day in and day out, but I know this move is absolutely the best move for the ministry, and I'm excited about all the opportunities God is going to open up for me, writing opportunities, maybe some speaking opportunities, support opportunities, special project opportunities with the Grace Message. So I'm excited about that, to really support Andrew and what he is going to be doing, and to watch this whole thing unfold in such beautiful ways as we go into the new year. So thank you, Darlene, again. We had this question that came to us from Stacy, and this is a very good question. Whenever someone accepts Christ into their life, she asks, do they need to understand why Jesus died for their sins, or understand that he died for their sins? Does it matter if they understand it? Well, we're going to have eternity to try to figure it all out. Whenever we think we understand something about the gospel, then it just gets a little deeper and we realize, hey, I'm just scratching the surface. This is just the tip of the iceberg. There is so much more. For example, throughout church history, there have been numerous ways to try to explain exactly what Christ did through his death on the cross. They are lumped together under the umbrella of atonement theories. Now, as I talked about yesterday, atonement is really not a New Testament word. Atonement in the Old Testament meant a covering, and that certainly is descriptive of those Old Testament sacrifices, the blood of bulls and goats. They covered sin, but as the writer of Hebrews said, those sacrifices could never take away sin. So the blood of Jesus took away sin once and for all. That's why he only died one time. He wasn't like those sacrifices of old that were offered day in and day out. No, he died once. His sacrifice was sufficient to take away the sins of the world, so much so that when we are in Christ, God remembers our sins no more. But throughout church history, there have been numerous ways to try to explain that, all labeled atonement theories. And there are seven or so that have really been popularized through the years. But those are just scratching the surface. There are multiple atonement theory ideas. And so that just shows that we're not going to ever fully understand exactly what Christ accomplished for us. But we need to hear that Jesus died for our sins. We need to hear that Jesus was buried. We need to hear that Jesus was raised on the third day. That is the gospel. That is the message that saves. And it is by hearing this message that faith can become ours. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the message concerning Christ Jesus. He is Lord. He is Lord and God. That's who he is. He became one of us. He died on a cross in accordance with Scripture for our sins. He was buried. On the third day, he was raised back to life. That is the gospel message. It is a complete story, death, burial, resurrection. And what that means is that when we identify with Christ through faith, we become a part of that story. We're identified with Christ in his death. We're identified with Christ in his burial. And we are identified with him in his resurrection, as Romans says, raised to walk in the newness of life. So when you respond and receive Christ Jesus, you're going to hear that good news. That's the message that needs to be presented to a person, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And as that message is presented, it penetrates the heart, it pricks the heart, it quickens the heart to such a degree that we say, hey, I need Jesus in my life, and I'm opening up this heart and receiving him. Now, once we receive him, he sends his Spirit to take up residence with us or in us. And when that occurs, then the Spirit is going to be renewing these minds of ours and giving us understanding of this grace that we have received in Christ Jesus. So, no, we don't need to fully understand the ramifications of Christ's death on the cross, but we do need to understand that he died on the cross for our sins. That's part of the gospel story. But we also need to know that he was buried and that he was raised on the third day, all in accordance with Scriptures. That's the gospel. That's the good news. Faith comes by hearing that message concerning Christ Jesus. So, Stacy, I hope that helps. I know when I received Christ, I knew that Christ died for my sins. I was watching a portrayal of Christ's death on the cross, and it was such a powerful portrayal. I knew that Christ died for me, and so my heart was touched in such a way, was moved in such a way that I received Jesus into my life. It was some 8 years later that I started to comprehend exactly what that meant. I spent 8 years filled with guilt and shame. Why? Because I was trying to be God's guy through human effort. I was trying to live the Christian life through my own understanding, through my own willpower, and it just didn't work. So I kept falling into sin. I kept choosing sin. I kept giving in to the desires of the flesh. And every time I did, I felt this enormous sense of guilt. And why? Because I wasn't fully sure about what Christ had accomplished for me. I knew that he had died for my sins, and it was some 8 years of that frustrating experience. After I got to the end of 8 years, I said, Lord, I need help. That's when I saw in the book of Colossians that Christ died for all of my sins, and everything clicked. It clicked to the point that I knew that I was a forgiven person. I knew that in Christ there was no more condemnation for me. So, yes, we need to hear that Christ died for our sins. We also need to hear that he was raised on the third day. Once we receive Christ, he'll start filling up our understanding of exactly what that means to us on a day-to-day basis. Well, I hope that helps, Stacy. And again, thanks for your call. Well, let's go out to Los Angeles, California, to Robert. Hi, Robert. You're on Basic Gospel Radio.
Hey, good afternoon. I love your show. I learned a lot from you guys. I've been thinking about trying to find a new church at the beginning of the year. I just wondered what your thoughts on what I should look for a church I intend to. I've tried a couple of charismatic churches, and it got a little weird. So I wonder what advice you can give me about finding a church.
Well, Robert, that is a great question, and it is a question that we've been asked time and time again through the years, and our good friend Andrew Farley gets that asked all the time as well. You're looking for a grace-based new covenant fellowship, a church that really focuses on the grace of God, the fact that we've been saved by grace through faith in Jesus, or that salvation is by grace through faith in Jesus, and somebody that emphasizes the new covenant, the fact that we live in the new covenant, not the old. This new covenant is the covenant of grace. So those are the two things that I think are vitally important. Of course, you want a church that upholds the basic doctrines of the faith, that God has manifested himself in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. You want a church that upholds the authority of the Word of God, that is our source of truth. You want a church, as I said, that really teaches and really emphasizes that salvation is by grace through faith. And then if they really talk about the new covenant, then you found a great place. You found somewhere where you can really fit in and dive in and serve and be a part of. Now, are those easy to find? Not necessarily. So I wish we knew of some churches out there that we could really point you to. And let me do this. Let me put you on hold. We'll get your information, and we can send you some resources out there via email. Is that okay, Robert?
Yeah, that's very good. I appreciate that. Thank you so much for taking my call today.
You are welcome. Thanks for calling. Great question. You hold the line, okay, my friend?
Sure will.
Well, this is Basic Gospel. Thank you so much for being with us on today's edition. It was a joy, so much fun talking through this gospel message. And it is a message that is the cause of great joy in every human heart. And that's the story of Christmas. That is the message of Christmas, the fact that Jesus came into this world to be our Savior, that Jesus is our Emmanuel. He is God with us. And so let's get this message out as far and wide as we possibly can, so that this message can be a cause for great joy in other people's lives around this country and around this world. We have a great opportunity to do that with our $90,000 matching grant challenge. go to basicgospel.net, click the donate button, and be a part of this matching grant. It will double your impact, double your reach through your gift to Basic Gospel between now and the end of the year. Well, we'll be back tomorrow with another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then.